An online porn site targeting Australian schoolgirls that was thought to have been shut down has reappeared. On the foreign-hosted forum, users post requests for people to share pornographic images of girls at schools or universities in exchange for other images. Thousands of pornographic photos of Australian girls have been posted. Cybercrime experts say the site's re-emergence exposes gaping holes in Australian law. Michael Edwards reports.
The online forum had thousands of pornographic photos of underage Australian schoolgirls. Men nominate high schools or regions where they're looking for graphic photos, along with the full name of the girl they're targeting.
So what they have is what they call hunts.
Amy Gray is a writer who researches what's known as online revenge porn.
Sometimes they'll specify what kind of shots they want to see, and sometimes they'll say, I have got these types of shots that I can offer as trade. Then someone will, quote-unquote, go on the hunt, and then when they come back with photos, it's considered a quote-unquote, win.
Girls from more than 30 New South Wales schools are mentioned on the site. Schools in other states are also there. And it's not the only one of its type. Amy Gray says she's seen at least four other similar sites.
It's showing them that they can use previously trusted photos to try and shame and upset them and hurt their reputation.
Natalie, not her real name, is a victim of the site. She had intimate photos taken by a professional photographer when she was 17. The photographer later posted these photos to the site. She wouldn't go on tape but provided written responses. We've used an actor.
I found out about it when random people and friends that had been told about it began messaging me and calling me to tell me.
She contacted the photographer and asked him to take the photos down. He refused. Natalie then called the police. She says nothing happened.
I feel violated and upset, especially that people would save the photos and use them against me and repost them all the time. I always say, how would you feel if that was your daughter, mother, sister or wife being violated in such a way?
In a statement, the Office of the Children's eSafety Commissioner says it's in contact with a number of those involved in the complex supply chain for the website. Cyber law experts say the international nature of the pornography ring should be of great concern to authorities. David Vale is from the cyberspace law and policy community at the University of New South Wales.
When you're starting to get organised sort of international efforts to pursue this, then that's the sort of thing that should be ringing alarm bells in police and law enforcement agencies.
Laws do exist for those who engage in revenge porn, but legal experts say it's often difficult for law enforcement to keep track of online sites, especially if they're hosted overseas. Katie Aitchison, who heads the lobby group Youth Action, says sadly there are predators out there and young people need to be aware of them.
If you're going to express yourself, your sexuality in this way, where you're going to share an intimate picture of yourself, you need to ask the question, who's taking the picture? Where is it going to? Are they going to share it with somebody else?
Katie Aitchison from Youth Action, ending Michael Edwards' report.